We have partnerships with a number of universities. We have a Center of Academic Excellence program, which you can see on NSA.gov. We are working with professors to try to establish good relationships. We need the best and brightest. And we also need to emphasize it's not just government that needs these people. Industry, academia, this is a partnership. And we need to develop the talent in this country to protect us against what's going on. And there's a lot going on. But by reaching out to students while they're in college, even while they're in high school, even while they're in middle school, to let them know that there is exciting work to be done, that there are great careers in this field. We want them to think about not being rocket scientists but being cyber warriors, because that's what the country needs right now.
Now, what was NSA's role at DEF CON?
We were out there in a number of different ways. We were listening to the talks. The community there is very vibrant. It's got a lot of talent. Most of the people out there are doing the right things. They're trying to make products better. They're trying to improve the security of the internet. And we need to work with those people. We need to hire those people. We need to make sure that they understand that we are the good guys. So we were out there listening to talks, giving talks, networking. We were also out at DEF CON Kids and trying to make sure that the kids knew that there was something that they could do in the future, and the kids are really sharp. But it's really, we wanted to share with them what our mission is and how important our mission is to the country.
Now, getting a job at NSA is not easy, even if you are talented. You might want to review briefly for us what some of the special requirements are, given your highly classified mission.
Yeah, everything we do here basically touches on the classified. It's not all classified, but it touches on it. Everyone has to have a TSSI clearance, and so we have to go through a polygraph and basically a background review. We need to make sure that the people we bring in don't have problems coming in and won't be problems once they're here.
Tell us about some of the other techniques. You were at DEF CON. Where else are you reaching out? What other venues are you trying to try to get those people that are smart in cyber?
Well, we visit a number of conferences throughout the year, big conferences like RSA, where there's a number of people, there's a lot of industry there, so we do that. But a lot of it is recruiting on college campuses. And we have over 100 universities that we have in our Center of Academic Excellence program. We go to all of those. We go to a number of other universities as well. And we work with the professors there to try to make sure that they understand the needs that we have. There's a little bit of a tension in the educational system between the students who come in and want to learn the skills that will allow them to go out and get a job the day they graduate, and the professors who want to build that deep foundational knowledge that will allow the students to be relevant in their field for 30 years. It's a delicate balancing line, and we help them bring the students along to understand that foundation is important. They don't want a job today that's going to be irrelevant tomorrow. They need that foundation that's going to make them relevant for the next 30 years. But working with the students is a tremendous opportunity. We have, when we go to these schools, we tell them about the summer internships we have, which are great opportunities. We bring them in with clearances. We have them working on real-life problems, and we have about 90% of those students want to return here. The rest of the 10% either want to go back home or want to go on to grad school.
We are talking with Dickie George, the Technical Director of National Security Agency's Information Assurance Directorate.
So we have a lot of opportunities when we bring the students in. They see the work that we do. They understand the mission. They do get attached to it. It's very successful. And our summer internships are really great. It's a wonderful recruiting tool. We have those in many of the academic fields, so it's great. But going out on campuses, giving talks, meeting the students, it's an opportunity to really get to know them and getting to know the professors, too, so that they can help you deal with the students.
You know, right now, budget times are tight and other agencies are freezing, not hiring. They're even offering buyouts. They may be looking to NSA going, how are you able to hire people when so many other agencies are cutting back? How do you explain that to not just other agencies, but maybe to the general public?
Well, I would hope that the public understands that we are in a cyber cold war right now, and this is not a time that you want to cut back on that. If we're told to cut back on hiring, we'll be cutting back. I haven't been told that yet, and as far as I can tell, the last hiring meeting we had, which was about a week ago, we are still aiming at 1,500. We're not growing in size as much as we're replacing attrition. We do suffer from the same problem that the rest of the government has, that our workforce is aging a bit. But right now, the importance of this mission and the importance to the nation of the cybersecurity, it can't be understated.
What are the specific skills that you need in people, and what can the NSA train them and teach them once you get them on board?
Well, we're looking for a lot of different skills. I mean, we need analysts, we need linguists. Yeah, for the most part, when we go to places like DEF CON, we're looking for computer scientists, engineers, and mathematicians. We really need people that can solve hard problems. And, you know, network security is one of the hardest problems around. It's where we're being had. This nation, if you look at this nation right now, its value is not so much. Back in the 50s, if you looked at a company like General Motors, its value was in its plants, its metal, its inventory. It was tangible stuff. Today, big industry and even government, the value is intellectual property. It's in the ideas. And it's much easier to steal ideas than it is to steal plants or machinery. So this country is constantly being threatened by our adversaries, and adversaries is a very, very broad term. It's nation states, it's terrorists, it's organized crime. They are coming into this country and siphoning off our intellectual property, and that makes us really vulnerable. That's what makes us what we are. It's our creativity, our ability to come up with innovative ideas. That makes us the leader in the world, and we can't afford to lose that leadership role.
And you had mentioned the importance of partnering with the private sector and with industry. Why is that so important, and how would a partnership like that work?
Well, we get our young talent from academia, and the research that's being done there is really critical to us. At the same time, the real worth of this country is in our industry, our creativity, our innovation. We need to work with that industry both to create products that we can use to protect ourselves and to make sure that they are safe themselves. We need to work together on this. Nobody can do it alone. And in addition to that, you have to remember that everybody's connected today. We're buying commercial products that we're using, but we're also tied to them through the internet. It really is a team sport, and we're all players. We're trying to work together for the betterment of the country.